Hello, 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 hello. It's me, Sam Hickman. Hello, hello, hello. Just like on RuPaul's Drag Race. Hi, it's me, A Star Is Born Hickman. Welcome to Hyperlocal Celebrity, a podcast where I talk about my life and work as I slowly transition from gig work, being a professional harpist, to a star on the rise. Good grief. Good grief. So I did the Brighton Fringe. You know, it was fine. It was fine. No, I had a lovely time. I had a lovely time. We sold, I think, 31 tickets. 27 people showed up, which was great. The weather was horrible. So I got in the car at 9 a.m. and I was like, hair rollers in. I had a little like tick box of everything I needed to get in the car. I got everything in the car, drove 3.5 hours. Actually, it was 4 hours in total to get to the venue. Got to the venue and then realized when they were like, it's a 100-seat venue, they mean like it's a 100-seat venue and a fire risk. They were like, it's 100 seats if every single seat is taken, and that includes people sitting in the wings and on your lap. Like, it was, yeah, so we essentially, they like cordoned off the wings, and then like a couple of the back rows, and so it ended up being like 27 people in a nice intimate space doing a nice show, which I loved. I filmed it. I had my friend Laura come. She was one of the comps. And she like just had my phone on the back. And I'm really glad that I put my phone at the back so that I could hear, because like whenever I'm on stage and it's a small audience, I you can't hear the audience laugh, but like in the recording, there's a back row, like the penultimate row of this theater is absolutely dying the entire way through the show. They are like gasping for air at every single moment. It is incredible. Anyway, and then I got an incredibly good review. Okay, I'm gonna just like, I'm going to address this. The show... Okay, spoiler alert for Sexy Rude Harp Concert. Spoiler, 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 spoiler alert for Sexy Rude Harp Concert. We're all friends here, and this is a podcast, so no one is going to listen to this, but spoiler alert for Sexy Rude Harp Concert. The show is about subtext. The show is about what is not being said, and the show primarily... Oh, I'm just going to spoil it altogether. Okay, you're just going to get spoiled. If you don't want the show spoiled and you just want to enjoy it, skip ahead. The show is primarily about what we as audience members bring to the theater and like our cultural understanding and like everything about like... It's about what we bring as audience members to the theater. And so the show itself is building off of my previous one-woman show, Marge and the Moon, which was all about the hypersexualization, fetishization, and, like, shame and stigma around cis men dating trans women. And so, like, the thesis statement of that show was because of the lack of representation in public life and, like, media and things, the first glimpse of trans women that cis men get is from pornography, which then in turn leads to this kind of, like, shame and stigma around, like, desire and like cis men dating trans women, blah, which in turn leads to, like, wild behavior. And that was the whole point of the show, was that it was, like, silly, goofy anecdotes up the front, and then it was, like, wild, wild, wild in the second half, depressing. Sexy Rude Harp Concert is taking that one step further. And so it's about so we never kind of fully go like, and this is about trans people, because that doesn't need to be said, because in this show, I am the center of the universe. Like in this show, I am everything. I am the universe in which I live. And so you are all just in it with me. And so I don't need to explain any of this because you all already know this. Or like the reviewer, you have no idea what's going on. And it's just a fun, silly show that makes a little bit less sense when you like look back on it. But I'm sure there was something in there. But it's interesting because... So the point of Sexy Rude Harp Concert is like, what happens when you find someone who views you as a human being? And the, like, absolute kind of calamity and and like just like goofiness that instills. Like when you watch it from that perspective, you're like, oh yeah, I understand why she's a crazy bitch, because she's never like dated someone who's like, yeah, she's normal, she's a human being. And so like when you look at it through that context, it is like fantasy. It's like sci-fi. It's meant to be read as like, this is kind of this unachievable goal made real. And so like, that's kind of the point of Sexy Root Harp Concert, is if you understand all of that context and you bring it with you to the theater and you're able to be like, this trans woman on stage telling a story about dating a romance where she doesn't die at the end, like, and she doesn't have to explain it, and none of it is about dysphoria or anything like that. It's just like silly, goofy fun. If you come with all of that, then it is like, it's groundbreaking theater. And I know I shouldn't be saying that about my own project, but it is groundbreaking theater. But if you have none of that and you just come to the show, it is a silly little show about a crazy lady who just wanted a dick. Like that's essentially what this reviewer, who gave me a very nice review, kind of saw in it. Which is the point of the show. So I guess the show is very clever and very smart, and I'm never given the appreciation that I deserve from legitimately creating capital A art and presenting it in a very palatable and accessible way on multiple levels and with a costume that is fun. So anyway, this is all to say that I got a really nice review, and I'm going to read you some snippets from it, because it is so good. It is such, like, the second half of this review is, like, incredible. It's incredible. Quote, "The way Hickman weaves in and out of each adventure into this next song is so slick that you have to stay on your toes as the jokes keep coming hard and fast. Zing. However, she's not afraid to take moments of stillness to keep the variety fresh and to lure you into a false sense of security before the next pun arrives. Zing. Hickman's skills as a performer are mesmerizing as she tells her stories. But what really makes this show stand out is her harp playing and singing skills. Like a spider web, she weaves each note and lyric together so well that it gives you the impression of someone who is out to make her mark on the world. Imagine Drag Race's Michelle Visage mixed with the musical and comedic ability of Victoria Wood, and you have Sam Hickman. There is never a dull moment in Sexy Root Harp Concert, and the more you watch and participate, the more sassy the show gets, with Hickman's charming way of luring you in. Sexy Root Harp Concert is for adults who love pure, honest comedy, burlesque routines, unique songs, and music that enhances the soul. Not to be missed." So good. So good. Hello. So good. Such a nice review. I read it and I was absolutely shaking. And then I had to go and do veg packing at my local food cooperative. I was doing veg bag packing. And I was an absolute nightmare to everyone there. I was like, it's me, a star. I don't know why I'm putting these potatoes in this bag. You do it. I'm too much of a star now. Anyway, so that's a piece of good news that we can all celebrate in, is that I, Sam Hickman, star on the rise, have at least one review from a publication, from an external source, from BroadwayBaby.com, established in 2004, or something like that. I'm not looking at it. Anyway, it's kind of remarkable that the minute I leave Cardiff, something that I do gets reviewed. It's kind of like, and there were only 27 people in that room. Like, I have done shows to 100 plus people and absolutely nothing. And like the one time I do it where it's like, this is going to be a thing in which I spend £500 and just to get a review. And I'll tell you something, I want to say it was worth it, but I feel like it's a very expensive, it was worth it. Like, things are not going well for me financially or professionally, but I will say, it's all gonna work out. I don't know about you, but I think it's all gonna, you know how like every time, I know I've said this every single time I get on this goddamn podcast recently, but you know how I'm like, every single documentary of any like popular person, famous lady is like, I was at rock bottom, and I'm like, yeah, I'm at rock bottom, and then the rock keeps getting like bottomer. I feel that, but I'm kind of like, babe, it can't get worse. It can't, I mean, it could, but then I wouldn't still be alive. So like, you know, can't get much worse. I mean, it could get worse, but it can't get all the way worse, you know? Anyway, yeah, so that's good. I'm excited for London. Unfortunately, I'm going to say this. I am the Beyoncé of the harp community, which is to say that on each stop of this tour, there is a new costume. And I said, like, you know, I was with my mother the other day, and we were talking about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, there's, like, a new costume each tour. I have to make a new costume. And she was like, you have to or you want to? And I was kind of like, okay, well, the costume for the big show won't fit on like half of the stages. So I kind of have to. Like, it is like I'm really excited about the London show, 15th of June at the King's Head Theatre at 9:45 p.m. I'm really excited about that because I think it's going to be, I think the costume is really fun. I'm like working on it now. I've been doing it all day. And I think it's going to be silly, goofy fun, very much in keeping with the theme of the space, but also able to stay on the stage because that stage is 2.5 meters by like 1.5 meters. So it will literally, the stage will just be me, the harp, and then like a tiny little square foot where I can stand up. That's going to be the whole show. But I'm excited about that. I think that's going to be really, 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 really fun. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I am also very excited about the Pontypridd show. I cut out one of the big costume for the Pontypridd show. That is at UMA on the 5th of July. I'm really excited about that. I think the material I'm working with, though, is this horrible organza that I got when a fabric shop in Cardiff was closing down and I got 10 meters of it. And I thought, so I cut it out at the church where the choir rehearses. And I was like, oh, this is going to take up the whole room. And then I laid it out and I was like, oh, this would just take up more space than you have at home. That's like, it's not going to take up the whole like church. It's just a little bit. But I think that should be a really, really fun costume. And that's like I'm just making a robe with, spoiler alert, a veil. Ah! There's also going to be a run, potentially, touch wood, there might be a run in the autumn somewhere. Of this show, which I'm excited about. And there may or may not be a Cardiff show, but I don't want to do it. Is my harp doing that? Or is this the piano? I can hear a low, like, coming back to me. It might be the harp, it might be the piano. I'm sandwiched in between the harp and the piano, so I've really made a nightmare for feedback here. Anyway, yeah, I'm excited about the whole thing. I think the tour is going well. I do think I will start just calling it a summer tour until about 2025. I think end of 2025, I'll be like, wow, that was the summer tour. And you'll be like, January through March, you were in all these different places. And I'll be like, yeah, summer tour. I think that I like the show. I think that's the thing. I think that's why I'm so like up for making all these different outfits, is because like rehearsal wise, There's nothing new about it. Like, it's for this, I say this every goddamn episode. It is the Sam Hickman Variety Hour material, but as a one-woman show, because that was the point of the show. So it's like, it's quite old material, and it's quite like, it's songs that I know and have sung for literal years at this point, and material that I've performed like, I mean, twice. So like, such a long time. I will say it is like, it's one of those things where I just think like, if I can spend 2 weeks rhinestoning and bedazzling and putting on a little, like making a silly little costume to wear on my silly little, special day, then like it will just keep me busy, because I'll tell you something, my shit has not been right for the last 2 weeks. It has been a mess. So, you know, at least like having a little project to do, having a little sequin to sew on, at least gives me something to do. And I think that that is kind of, that's the main reason why I'm making all these costumes. What do I think? I don't know. I have absolutely no original ideas or interests. I think it's all going to be okay. You know, I think it's going to turn around for your friend, Sam, and everything is going to be wonderful, and she's going to have a nice time. This is my thoughts on what the Brighton show was like. I think it was interesting. Firstly, I did practice for an incredibly small audience, which is to say that I left absolutely no room for there to be laughter, which I think was the right thing to do. But I did, because like watching it back, one thing that I'm very guilty of is I never let people finish their little laugh. I'm always interrupting them. I'm always saying anyway, constantly. I'm trying to be like, and now let me just get ahead of this. Which I think is like more prevalent in a smaller room and like where I can hear everyone and I can see everyone. But when I get to like Ponties and everything, like that was perfectly timed. Like it was absolutely fine because it was like 100 people in a room. So I could hear them. I could hear the laughter and the response. And so I kind of like knew like, okay, you just have to wait. And then you go. That's all it is just like, that's the only room to improve for me, Sam Hickman, is just like, wait for them to finish. And then you can do it. Okay, you ready? I think that's just something that is so interesting to watch back, because I, like, as mentioned at the beginning, like, I could not hear the penultimate row in this theater last Monday. Like, I could not hear them at all, but they're just absolutely dying with laughter the entire way through the show. So I think it's like just an interesting lesson learned, an interesting observation. The costume like did so good. I am so thrilled with the costume for the show. I think it's so smart. I think it's so clever. I think it's so silly. I think it tells a story. I think it fundamentally has the one thing that is really missing with like, the one thing that's really missing whenever I watch video of myself playing harp, which is, of course, movement. Because, like, you can't put fun sleeves on a harp costume because it will just get trapped, or it will get, like, you know, it'll get stuck somewhere, or you'll have to, like, be constantly faffing them out. So you can't put, like, fun sleeves on things unless they're really long and, like, you don't really like move all that much, so you can't get like that much movement out of a skirt. But like with a headdress on that's just feathers, I'm like, this is the way forward. This is the way forward for me. So look forward to that. I am making another one for the I don't want to explain it. I don't want to explain the costume too much for the June show. I will give you hints as to what the costume is for the June show. It is during Pride Month. End of hints I will give you. Also, I am wearing it this Wednesday to the Big Queer Picnic fundraiser at the Moon. I am the headliner. I've decided that I am the headliner just because I'm going last. And I am also the most famous woman on the lineup who has IBS, and we are fundraising for an accessible toilet. So that's really important. Anyway, yeah, I'm really excited about it, and it went really well. I'm thrilled with this review. I think it's given me a lot of hope for the rest of the tour being good. I think what I'm going to try and do is be less panicked about the idea of the tour, like, of selling tickets to anything. You know, I think I'm just going to be at the point where I'm like, oh, yeah, there is only so much I can do in order to sell tickets to an audience that I may or may not have. And I think, like, this was the saddest part. Do you want to hear something sad? So I had spent a lot of money on, like, posters and things for the show that were all up over town. And I was so excited. And, like, I was like, okay, it's going to be a lot of physical advertising, because it was like Bank Holiday Monday. So I was like, okay, people will be, like, out and about. People will be out and about having a great time. Like, they'll see the posters. They'll be like, sexy Rude Harp concert. Let's fucking go, babe. And it rained all weekend. So nobody saw any of my posters. So I essentially sunk, like, £100 into, like, absolutely nothing, which I think fine, you know, lesson learned. It needs to be a variety, but I'm just like, oh boy, best laid plans. Hey, anyway, what else do I have to tell you? I had a really bad migraine caused by caffeine withdrawal. I don't know. Busking, people are in the street are starting to get worried about me, and so am I. I had a guy be like, you're too good for this. And I was like, that is true. I see your point. That is very true. But here we are until further notice. Yeah, I'm like the pivot has to pivot at some point, and we're just going to do it now, and it's just going to be a hard, rough transition, but eventually we will get there, and I am optimistic about that. Should I be? No. Am I? Why not? Anyway, I'm going to call it. Thank you so much for joining me for another silly, goofy episode of Hyperlocal Celebrity with me, your friend, Sam Hickman. Come to the show. If you know anyone who's ever lived in London, I'm there on the 15th of June. If they would like to have a complimentary ticket, a free ticket, let me know. I have like 10 or something. I think I have 5, but I have 4 to give away, so that's nice. Anything else? Fifth of July, please buy tickets to the Pontypridd show. Please bring everyone you've ever met to the Pontypridd show. The Pontypridd show, we are filming it. It is going to be the big show of the tour. It's going to be the one that's, like, fun. It's going to be in the largest space, and I am hoping to sell it out. It is 98 seats, so, I mean, it's not impossible. If you are a listener and you would like a free ticket to that, I have 10 tickets to give away to the Pontypridd show. So let me know. And I am more than happy to assign those to people. And also, I'm pretty sure people can, like, carpool up as well, because it's not too far. And it's a really lovely space, and it's a really lovely venue, and I'm really excited about that. Tickets are £8 for that, which is nice. What else do I need to tell you? This Wednesday, what is it? The 15th or something? No. Yeah, maybe the 15th. I am at the Moon for Big Queer Picnic fundraiser, which is going to be really fun. I'm doing new material. I'm very excited about it. Yeah, I'm actually really excited about the new material. I feel like I haven't done new material in forever. So that's fun. And then I'm also at the Eisteddfod 4th of August, 3rd of August. Who can say? Who can say at this point? Anyway, that's all my plugs. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.